Bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, It is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Okay, yes, and today, you saw that, right? So, real quick, RIP to the boxing legend. Is it Pernell?
Pernell Sweet.
I wanted to make sure I didn't say the wrong way because I thought it was Pernell. So he is dead at 55. He was killed last night after he was hit by a car in Virginia Beach. So we don't know yet if the driver's been arrested, but we know that it was not a hit and run. So at least that much is like positive, like whatever's justice will be done can be done. So RIP to him. He was so young, like, and it wasn't even like he was sick or anything. It was just so sudden. So condolences to his family.
Also, what's up? Condolences to the family of Charles Chaz Williams Blackhand. Yeah,
you did mention that one earlier. What is that?
Huh?
How did he die?
Not sure yet. Details haven't been disclosed, but I mean Chaz was he was cool as hell.
Yeah.
Like, he came up here one time, and I really asked him about his gangster past. He was like, man, let me tell you, man, we're going to talk about it then. He put it all out on the table.
He wasn't sick, though?
No.
Sudden, like, pronounced?
Nah, it seemed like it was sudden, yeah. Yeah, we'll find out more about it.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yeah.
Moving along, Soulja Boy, he was released early. Big Draco, huh? Okay.
So he somebody telling.
Listen, he was supposed to serve 8 months for probation violation, but he was released yesterday, 5 months early. He's getting out for good behavior, time served, and overcrowding. I feel like if there was
overcrowding,
I'm about to say overcrowding is the real reason. Don't get it messed up, okay? Because you had 8 months, okay? So he still has to do 265 days of community service. Big Draco, first of all, he look like he ain't let nobody touch his hair in there. That thing, the blonde patch is still present. Everything growing out. It looked real stale, stiff. No type of moisturizer. No juices and berries. Also, this is 2019. Remember last year he had the whole who had the biggest year last year? He gonna end up Soulja Boy game and it's gonna be he had the biggest comeback of 2019. We're not gonna be able to hear the end of it once he get his hair cut. Once he get his hair cut, it's over for everybody else. Biggest comeback of 2019. Young Thug, he says that Lil Nas X shouldn't have come out as gay yet.
What?
So as we know, Lil Nas X confirmed, you know what I'm saying? He's all pride down. Young Thug says these days it's all judgment and ain't even about the music no more. And he said once he came out as gay, people don't even care about listening to the song anymore. Which I think
that's
is very
true.
Well, this is, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a portion of people who don't really care to listen to the song. I feel like the people who didn't like it still don't like it. I don't think it's like new people saying they don't listen to it anymore. But I just really think it's funny that Young Thug, I mean, they asked Young Thug, he was asked, he wasn't just talking, but for him to go on the album cover wearing a dress, he can relate. And knowing whether he's gay or straight, we still don't know the answer to that. But I just think it's funny that he said, "Don't come."
Young Thug.
We're
waiting for you to come out, brother.
This is what I'm saying. So I don't know. I'm not about to put that on nobody. But what I'm saying is, I think it's ironic that he answered a question like this at this magnitude when we still got questions about you.
The elephant in the room, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a very big elephant.
Yeah.
Lastly, R. Kelly. First of all, I got to cut somebody out because, sorry, one of our listeners likes to hit my DM every time I talk about R. Kelly, like, oh, you be sounding too happy that R. Kelly going down. Sis actually sent me a picture of her on R. Kelly. She is a whole life fan. Sis, let me tell you something right now on the radio in front of everybody. I don't remember your name, but listen, you can listen to him all you want to. I'm not telling nobody not to listen to R. Kelly. I'm telling you the facts. You need to face these facts that your boy is locked up. All right, you can step in the name of love, like, hate, whatever you want to step in. All right, I don't care. I'm gonna continue talking about if he's in the news, I'm gonna talk about him. You can turn the radio off right now. All right, continuing.
No, don't turn the radio off. No, don't do that. Turn it off.
Anyway, so we know he's been arrested for sex crimes and racketeering charges in 2 states. I ain't do that, sis. He did it himself. So that was at the hands of his own people. So you maybe should have been on his team.
His people,
okay? Because his people decision on him, and you out here stepping in the name of death. Okay. said, and he and his people were snitching on him. So you could go ahead and do that by yourself anyway. So ex-employees gave the feds videos of R. Kelly having sex with underage girls.
What?
His concubine slash girlfriends, Joycelyn and Adrielle, their families still think that they're being held against their will. It's been reported that they were locked out of Trump Tower, his Trump Tower residence, and they confirmed that they are not being held against their will. They posted a video of themselves in this alleged Trump Tower apartment showing the Chicago skyline. So they're still, I don't know who's paying for that rent because he and somebody else.
Yeah, he got no honey.
But maybe he, I don't know. So that's what's going on with R. Kelly right now. And as of right now, there's no way for him to bond out. I saw that the New York case, they also want to keep him in without bond.
So,
That's it.
Listen, this weekend it was a chicken wing contest that went down.
You ate? You did?
Of course I did.
Wait a minute. They doing chicken wing contest? I thought it was hot dog contest. They doing chicken wing contest.
Chicken wing?
Y'all know how
that's all irrelevant.
Why wasn't
I? And I only want to name the others. But I know the winners.
Who won?
Was our good friends over at Sliders.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Applause.
Well, I'm not mad at them because their wings are good.
All right.
Their wings are good.
That being said, tell them why you're mad is in the next hour. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.